Okay, so here is my update, channel update, web server update, etc., etc., audio, video update. So what I did is I signed up for Vimeo, $7 a month, and I'm already signed up with Spreaker for $7 a month. Now, Spreaker will eventually run out, but hopefully I'll have enough audio that I can download them and delete them off of Spreaker and start over. But anyway, then I'll have them downloaded to a DVD I can send out. So what I'm doing is running my own server. I pay for four websites. Two of them that you see, the websites, books.media and 153nc.com. And those two, I'm using two websites, pretty much uploading the same information to both of them just as a backup. Somebody might be able to pull up the books.media, but they might not be able to pull up the 153nc. It just depends on how Google's trying to block me or the internet's trying to block me, because everything that you do that is speaking the truth, they're wanting to block it. If you speak lies, they'll leave you alone, but if you speak the truth, they attack you. It's a military thing. And you know it's a military thing because when Samson was destroying the enemy, the military hired Delilah to attack him. And so it's always a military thing. They're paid prostitutes, the whole system's just a paid system to shut down the truth. They love the darkness and they love the lie, you know. And they actually love death. And so they want to make a copy of themselves in you, and they don't want you to hear the truth so that you can be set free and escape the matrix. And so I'm going to put underneath this audio here, I'm going to put a donation to PayPal. 7 times 10 is 70. Both sites, that's 140. Add an extra $168 a year to keep Spreaker and Vimeo going. So 168 for those two, and then I've got those sites. It's another extra 100 or 200. I'm not sure how much they are now. But anyway, if somebody wants to donate, it'll be underneath here. I'm not asking for donations. I'm just saying if somebody feels led to donate, you know, they'll be part of it to win souls. It's all about winning souls, and it's all about doing your part. You could start your own Spreaker for free if you want to do this, or you could start your own Vimeo or YouTube or whatever. I'm uploading to YouTube, but I don't trust YouTube to not censor. They are total censorship. YouTube, Facebook, and all of them, they're all censorship. I'll use YouTube for, you know, once a week to try to pull some people in to hear the good news, but that's about it with YouTube. I don't trust them. I don't even like them. It's an easy platform to upload to, but other than that, I don't really have any confidence in YouTube as a legitimate free speech platform, you know. They shut down everybody who speaks the truth. So anyway, this is the update, and the PayPal will be underneath, and anybody wants to donate, and eventually the bookstore will be online. Square is the site for the bookstore, and you know, square/books.media. But anyway, eventually I'll have the DVDs on the bookstore, but right now I don't. You can just download them yourself, but eventually I'll have them downloaded either to a DVD or a thumb drive. And so the plan is use Spreaker, use Vimeo, get the bookstore DVDs going, use YouTube once a week, and I'll have audio and video and download them to my external hard drive, and then that way I have a copy that they can't delete, you know. And also what I'm going to do is start doing some more etymology and breaking the words down and show you how the anagrams and the words into parts and the parts make the whole and the whole makes a part. You're going to be able to see that you're in the word and you are a part of the word. You're a piece cut off from the word. And just like a woman, she has long hair and it follows after her, right? The reason that she has long hair and it follows after her is because hair sounds like air, joint heirs. And the joint heirs follow after Christ. He made a way. So the woman's hair is a type and shadow of the heirs following in series after Christ. And so the types and shadows are everywhere. A bottle. You can actually look at a water bottle, how it has curves and it has a cap. So cap is the head, the captain of the ship. If you turn the bottle sideways, it looks like a ship. And the part that you hold has curves. The woman has a curve. Hip, ship. S, hip. Hip is the side of Adam. And so the bottle's upright, but it also has curves. So the upright part of the bottle represents the man. The curves represent the sine wave, the sin wave. The cycles, the cap means there's a head to the body. So the body, the part that you hold is the body. But it's upright, which represents the pa. The curves represent the ma, the cycles. The woman has a curve because the curve points back to the sine wave, which is the 28-day cycle. And that's why the moon goes around the earth 28 days. And so the cap is Christ. The upright bottle is the man who's head of the house. The woman has the curves, the cycle in her body. And so even a little water bottle reveals the truth. And so you can pour, when you pour it out, it's like a drink offering. Everything's an offering. So when you take the bottle and pour it, it's a drink offering. I think it starts with an L. I can't remember what that's called, but it starts with an L, I think. But it's a drink offering. There's different kinds of offerings, but what it is it goes back to Christ. Everything points back to Jesus, and he offered his life, his body. He offered himself that you might have life. And so he gave, and you give back. He doesn't need anything, but by you giving back, just like I don't need the donations, but if you give back, you're being given some truth, right? You're getting some truth from the spirit realm through a vessel, a portal, and you're receiving it. And so if you receive something, it's normal to want to give back. If somebody gives you something, it's normal to give back something. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm going to put this on the top of every site. And hopefully it'll click what I'm trying to do here. You can be a part of it or you can give back. If I got 30,000 views in no time or 10,000 views on one site in 2 months, somebody's learning. Somebody's hearing the truth, you know. Somebody's hearing. I mean, I got 10 million views before when I had the other stuff going on. I've reached 10 million people by the grace of God. And they will not be able to deny that they didn't hear the truth. And if they reject the truth, it's on them. It's not on me. I just pass it on. In series after. So when I get these DVDs in place, I'm definitely going to send a couple people. Every DVD that I make, I'm going to send it to a couple people so it's out there. So when if the rapture don't take place and I'm dead and gone, they can upload them, you know. Because I'm going to start uploading some more code and the mysteries and deep mysteries, just like the bottle, just like the woman's hair. Everything in front of you is an object lesson. All objects are object lessons to a deep spiritual truth. Because it's inside, you're actually in a 3D version of the Bible. Like you read the 2D version, you're actually in a 3D, you're actually reading about yourself. But when you read about yourself, you're actually reading about Christ, because you're hid in Christ in God. So when you learn something about yourself, if it's based on truth, then you're learning about Christ and what He did. Because your body has one, your human body has a head and a body. You have one head and one body. If you had two heads, you'd be a monster. So you have one head and one body. The man represents the head of the home. The body represents the wife. A corporation has a boss, and you have employees. The head is the boss. The employees are the body. A ship has a captain. It has a crew. The captain's the head. The crew's the body. So it's about Christ and His body. Everything in front of you is that type and shadow. And so the red versus blue is the Turing machine. The black, white, and red is the blood of His cross. The colors, the shapes, the phonics, the symbols, everything that you do is a word. Everything that you see is a word. The roll cage on a race car, the bars, the way they're shaped, means protect. And you can see it on your trunk. When you open your trunk, it has the same shape as a roll bar on a race car, one of them dirt cars or whatever. Every shape, every symbol, every word, every letter, every dash, every dot is a word. The dot goes back to the blood. The cross is the T, the letter T. Everything in front of you has a deeper meaning. You are a person because you're per the Son. Person because you're per the Son. Do you understand? By Him all things consist. God made all things through Christ. So you are a person per the Son. That's why it's called a person. And so, make a long story short, 12 minutes is not a short. This is going to be at the top. The donation link is below. I mean, I promise you, I don't need it, but I'm telling you, you'll get a blessing. If you've received, you give. That's what it's all about. We receive from Christ eternal life. We give out the message of eternal life to give back. We're down here. Why are we down here? Are we down here to make money and to hoard and to just take? Are we down here to give back and do something in return? Return, recycle, reproduction, reproduce. It's all about returning back to source, giving back to source, offering back. You got to be a part of it. If you're not a part of something to where you're giving out the good news, you're missing out. You're missing out because you will start to grow exponentially. If you can talk to your brothers and sisters in Christ as brothers and sisters, and when you communicate as brothers and sisters, you're going to grow. The world, they can't do that. The men of the world see the woman, they want to just jump into bed with them or date them. Why can't they just be a sister? The women of the world, they want a baby daddy. They want somebody to be their baby daddy, or they want to date them, and they can't just be their friend. They can't be their brother or sister in Christ because they are of the world. But when you have brothers and sisters communicating, iron sharpening iron, the truth sharpens the truth. When you have, let's make sure this thing's still recording. When you have people communicating as brothers and sisters in the body, you're going to grow. But if you don't understand the communion and the communication in the Spirit and you want to commune in the flesh, you're not going to grow. You're actually going to crash and burn. If you don't have some friends, spiritual friends, that you can commune with, you're going to be stagnated. Because if you don't, and you're just talking about worldly things with the world, you're not going to grow. You're not going to grow. So my suggestion is, start some kind of website or something. Give out the news. And have, even if it's 5 people, 10 people, have some people you talk to about the spiritual truth. Not about the world, the flesh, or the pride of life, but spiritual truth. And you're going to grow. You're going to grow. Even if it's just email, questions, talking back and forth. This is what they want to do. They want to isolate you from brothers and sisters that you don't grow. The whole system's trying to put you in isolation, paranoia, and they want to get you to the point where you don't develop your true calling and your true gift. And I hate to tell you, but a lot of the churches that are 501(c), they want you just to sit on the pew, shut your mouth, zip your lip, not ask questions. It doesn't matter if it's a dumb question. We've all had dumb questions. But there's really no dumb question if a person's sincere. They're sincerely seeking. So if somebody asks you something that seems obvious to you, and they're sincere, give them the truth. Don't debate somebody. You either give them the truth and they can receive it, but don't get in arguments. That's part of the game of the system, the trolls. The trolls want to distract you. It's a military onslaught to shut down the truth any way and every way possible. That's all they do. That's why they're here, to shut down the truth. These are agents of the devil, and everything they do is to shut down the simplicity that Jesus alone saves, and the way you get saved is faith alone in His finished work, what He did, faith alone in Him and what He did on the cross. It's finished. And that's what's happening.